Tuned in, and I know some of you have been tuned in. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Babs Rose Ivy. This is Love Babs Love Talk. You know, y'all know Nico Okoro and the Building Fund, right? Building Fund.
Yeah, that's us.
Building Fund. And Eric Clements will join us in a few moments. And they're launching Orchid Gallery, which is this really cool space at Concord the Lab. If you haven't been over there and like on the edge of Newhallville, I guess it's still Newhallville, right there on the edge of Morris and Newhall, is this wonderful building. Some of y'all know because you lived in Hamden, that brick building that sits right there. And creative, cool space for events, creative people work in there, creative people co-work in there. But anyway, there's a gallery opening, the Orchid Gallery. So Nico, you're a curator of the highest order, you know.
Thank you.
you are a artistic curator, and how did this relationship begin? How did this start?
Oh, I mean, it starts with Eric. Eric is, I'm sorry, Mr. Clemens. Yeah, he's one of the first people we met when my husband and I moved to New Haven in 2019. You too. but yeah, no, I think, you know, Eric, very quickly, we saw like a lot of synergy and alignment in terms of the things we care about and the people that we work in service of. And so that's when I was, you know, still at Next Haven. And as I kind of made that transition out, you know, he was very much there as a thought partner on like what's needed in the community and, you know, how he would like to support us. So it kind of went from like a backyard kitchen table conversation to him calling me the end of last year to be like, sis, I want a gallery, you know, in the building.
And that sounds just like him.
Thank you so much. I'm very good at impersonations. But yeah, no, he was like, I want art in the building. And like, you know, you're the person that I'm calling. And I, you know, just, I'm curious to know if that is something you'd want to do. And within, I don't know, like a month or something, we had the open call up online to try and get artists, you know, knowledgeable about the project, but also to apply to really help us shape it. So it's all moved pretty fast. I mean, it's what, like April now, and the first show is opening in 2 days.
Yes. So when you curate a show, where do you take your inspiration from? The theme, I believe, is Gather. That's the name of the exhibition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, so for me, my process always starts with artists. Like artists are my people. They're my best friends. And so, you know, I'm looking at what people applied with and I'm saying, what are the connections here? What are the conversations that are already happening around me, around the gallery, around, you know, all of us that the exhibition can support? And so Gather really came from, you know, what the artists themselves were talking about and putting forth in the work. And so I don't know. I saw a lot of folks that were identifying as like oral historians and keepers of culture and documentarians, you know, through photography. And so that just all jumped out to me as like, well, what you're doing is you're gathering the evidence, the, you know, the records of us as Black people. And that felt like work that's important beyond just, you know, art being beautiful. So that was easy. That was like, y'all curated the show. I just am the vessel that's channeling, you know, all the different the things. But, you know, we'll see, because there's more shows to come, different artists having different conversations. So as a curator, I really think of myself as like a gatherer, like someone that's just pulling together the people and the things that they make into space.
And so when you put the call out to artists and so many respond, how do you pare that down? Do you pare it down? Like, how do you make the decision of how to choose?
It's a good question. I don't know that I could like communicate my process very well to anyone else. It makes a lot of sense to me in the moment, but it feels like spiritual. It feels like I'm picking work that I respond to on like a visceral level, you know? So when I see something and I like want to lean in closer, to like really see it, you know, or when I'm like, oh, I gotta get out the computer and go see it in person because I know this is gonna be like amazing to just want to touch. So I think that's how I choose work, is like work that is either talking to me politically or that like as a nerd, I'm just like curious about what it's made out of and how. And then there's also all the other materials, right? So people apply with statements and biographies and, you know, so getting to know the artist as a whole person and saying like, I also want to know you. And that's not to say that people that didn't get picked aren't making work that speaks to my soul or that, you know, aren't interesting people. But I think, like I said, the thread was really, these are all artists that are having a similar conversation. Hello, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Clemens.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
Hi.
Thank you for joining
It's
in.
good. It's good to be with y'all, and good to finally be on your show.
I know.
I don't know. I guess it's Nico. I don't know what I've done.
Stop.
I
Oh,
made it. I made
y'all
it.
y'all
You're
not gonna come in
here.
here and talk about y'all ain't the busiest people on the planet. I've been chasing y'all forever. So we were just talking about Orchid Gallery and her process, the process for choosing the artwork that the world is going to see on the 18th, right? And what that looks like, and the theme of gather, because you know, Nico and Eric, gather means a lot. Gather means a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, we gather for weddings, we gather for funerals, we gather for celebrations, we gather for prayer. I mean, so you know, that's a big word that has a lot of movements to it.
I mean, that was the hope, right? Which is like everything you just said. There's so many ways to think about it and to embody it and to bring it into practice in community. And so I was just excited that, you know, we have eight artists and they're each approaching the idea of gather differently, right? So I think you'll see it when you're in the space, if you haven't already gone to check it out, is like you sense that. You sense that some people are really like gathering evidence of people thriving and living and, you know, doing their best against all sorts of circumstances, right? You get the sense of people that are like, oh no, it's a wedding, it's a party, we're gathering. And so I don't know, it just felt open enough that both the people that are in it and then the people that come to see it kind of see themselves reflected in the show somehow. And that felt really important as like a first gesture.
So, Eric, talk to me about why you feel like a gallery space is needed.
First again, it's really good to be with y'all. I mean that. I was really looking forward to this conversation. Babs, one day I was at the lab at Concorp, which you know is our Black Business Incubator. And as you know, there's a beautiful mural in Recess Cafe that was painted by the artist Kwejo. And Kwejo painted Black entrepreneurs throughout history in this country. And it's so beautiful. And one day I was walking by the mural and I took a right to go into where the gallery space is now, that hallway to go into the gymnasium portion of the building, which is now called Lab Hall. And when I left the mural, I just felt different. And I felt like there was a need for more art, more expression. There was an incongruence, but in that space versus where the mural and Recess Cafe is in that beautiful space there. And at the same time, I got that feeling. I was awarded a grant in my name from the New Alliance Foundation in the name of Kim Healy, their former CEO, who you know very well. And it was sizable enough where I said, you know what? I want to create art space in this hallway. And I want this hallway to come alive, very much like how Recess Cafe is. And three things. I wanted to really demonstrate the multidimensionality of Concorp, right? With economic development. And I think art is economic development. Our eating spaces and our Black business incubator. And I wanted to show the streams of work and how different they are. And so art, I thought, would demonstrate that. Two, I wanted to find a way to hold the voices of Black and Brown artists locally who aren't really heard and seen as much as I think they should be. And thirdly, I really wanted to lift up the incredible work of Nico and her husband Malik through the Building Fund, right? I feel like they should be not just locally known, but I think they should be nationally known if they're not already. You know, what they're doing in New Haven is not only relevant, but it's powerful. And I wanted to lift that up and you know, create a platform, if you will, for their work to be seen and their hearts to be sown, to be shown. So that's
That.
really the rationale behind the art gallery.
I love
Thank
that.
you.
I love that so much because Nico is very talented. I mean,
Oh, my goodness.
I went all the way to
Yeah,
Brooklyn to see some artwork. So let me tell you, see,
you
I went all the way to
did.
Brooklyn to see a curated show. That's how much I
Thank
thought
you.
she was a badass. I was like, oh, I got to go see what this sister can do.
Oh, my
In her
goodness.
element.
She's
And we
serious.
went and made a whole damn. It was amazing. And then I've seen her work, the work that she's done, the stuff that she has done at the Creative Arts Workshop. And let me say this. I don't think the Creative Arts Workshop since has had more Black people in that space ever. It had Black artists convened in one space, not since ever. And
That was
so
the first time I was in that space.
it
I
was
lived in
amazing.
Yeah,
It
it's
was so
incredible.
many people who have never been in
Wow.
that space that was in that space had no idea that they could go in that space. And that's the
Right.
testament to when you invite community in, but you have something with community folks, and community means a lot of things to different people, but when you are intentional about it, it really makes a difference. So Nico, when you think about Orchid Gallery, what is the vision? What is the dream? What do you hope to have people do, see, and be in that space?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. Like, y'all are really, really sweet. And I appreciate that you like feel the way you feel in these spaces that we help create, because I think that's the whole point, right? And I think as I was listening to you both, I was thinking about the difference between CAW and the show that we did there, right? Where it was like the first time we were showing out in the way that we showed out, and what it means to do things on our own terms in our own space, which is what I think of as Orchid Gallery, right? Which is, we're building this Black planet within, what Eric has already built at, Concord's campus there. And so I approach those things differently. And that's not to say it's not code switching, but it's like I'm very aware of when I'm in a majority white institution trying to build a Black space for us, right? Like that, I feel tension in my body in a different way. Here, I was there on Wednesday Eve. I was at the top of a ladder installing vinyls. My son Niall, who's right there, was at the bottom, handing me stuff. People were stopping by. We were talking. The whole thing took like 4 hours longer than it needed to because I was in community with people and we were talking. And I was like, that's what this is supposed to feel like. Like, people are supposed to walk by and be curious and just drop in and see any piece of the process that interests them. It's not supposed to be this really elite thing that's veiled and unveiled. And, so I think to me, the kind of goal of what we're trying to create is that it really is a space that's for, by, and with us. Like, I think even the genesis of it comes from our respective conversations with artists, with makers, with entrepreneurs about like what's needed in our ecosystem. And they're like, we need space to show our work. We need space to gather. And so, to me, that feels simple enough. But me as someone without a space, right? To E, I think he was also heeding the call. And so I don't know. I think it's really about just building a space that is like through the conversation of art that invites us to see ourselves differently.
So Eric, do you feel like New Haven is welcoming and opening to art? I feel like we're in a real renaissance. And by renaissance, I mean I see a lot of Black folks stepping into these artist spaces and creating their own outlets, because it's hard to get into some of these white spaces. And when you get into these white spaces, you have to just keep fighting, and folks are making their own space. So do you feel like, New Haven is opening its doors to a wider artistic community?
Yeah, I do. I think that this is a very powerful moment in New Haven as it relates to a lot of things, especially art, though. And I think it's a powerful moment because powerful people are now stepping in without an invitation. And so when I think of Nico, you know, and when I was thinking about this art gallery, I immediately thought of her, just given the fact that I just adore her and her husband and their son, and you know, our past conversations about what her hopes and dreams are for New Haven. And so I called her, and really, I just got out of the way. I said, "Hey, this is the space, you know, do your thing." I mean that. I think of the work Ife is doing, right? The work you've been doing on your porch, right? It is work. Although it is a passion of yours, it is work. It is the cultivation and the gathering, right, of your porch, on your porch. I think of Alicia at Bloom, in what she's been able to do in such a short amount of time, and Sawa and Quajo and Frank Brady, who's been doing it for a long time, right? And now, for whatever reason, the world, the universe has conspired to lift these voices up and these people up to be heard and seen in a way that they should have been, but now is the time. And quite frankly, they're doing it without invitation, as I said before. And so I think because of that rush, because of the gathering of the spirits of these people and their creative minds, I think New Haven doesn't have a choice, quite frankly, Babs, than to open up and allow this to happen. They don't have a choice. You know, it's no different than the work that I've been able to do, or with Concat and Concord, you know, where it was kind of laughed at and not taken seriously. Now they don't have a choice. We have to be reckoned with now because we're still here. And so I feel the same way about I feel the same way about the artists. I really do. You know, what the brother is doing at the Schubert Theater. You know, Anthony. I haven't seen that before. I've been here 24 years. I've yet to see that until now. What he's bringing to the world in New Haven. And so I don't think New Haven has a choice, quite frankly. And you know, and I think, you know, art came from us.
It
Right?
did from the
I don't know.
continent.
I lean in.
I was just thinking
Oh yeah.
that.
So, you know, I don't think I don't think there's a choice.
So Nico, when you think about this space, how often can we expect to sort of be dazzled by exhibition? Like, how long does an exhibit last? And do you start working on the next thing and the next thing? Like, how far out and what should we expect?
You know, you can't ask me questions I don't have answers to, Babs. Well, so it's complicated, right? Because I think part of what I learned doing the open call, and because there's so many amazing applications, right? So I'm looking at 30 different people making 30 totally different types of things, and I can't curate just one show from that group without thinking about the show that will come after and the show that comes after that. So even though I haven't like officially done that work, my mind is like, what are the pockets of conversations that are happening? So I'm making one choice that, you know, has to be informed by all these other things that I can't really see that are down the line. And so, you know, I think the hope would be that they'd be seasonal. So maybe, you know, 4 years, so that as many people as want to participate can. But then the truth is, like, that's a lot of work to pull an exhibition together. It's not just what you see on the wall, right? It's all the conversations that lead up to that. It's the studio visits, which is my absolute favorite part. It's the writing about the work. It's the, you know, pulling it all together to have it presented in a, you know, catalog or online. And so I think what we're learning is that, like, and I think this is what I love about working with Eric, is that we're really kind of like putting the floor down as we walk it, you know, like we're like, how does this feel? Does this feel right? Like, was this so much work that we just want to leave it up for a year? Does it benefit the artist to leave it up for a year? And so I think there's not a definitive answer because we're trying to be open and fluid in what we're learning as we get started. Because the truth is, we just got started, right? So what I can tell you, facts, is that there'll be another open call at the end of the year for the artist that will be presented the following year. Like, that's true. And then kind of the frequency of like how those shows come into the world will be dictated by who's applying with what, you know, because there's one artist that I saw and I was like, this person is asking so many questions that I would love to see what they would do with the entire space. One artist, the entire space, right? And that takes a different level of production and preparation than pulling a group show together.
Oh, I love
And
that.
so, Right. Well, because, you know, there's some people that are working in like every medium on earth. And so they're like, I have sculpture, I have installation, I have sound, I have, you know, and so in my mind, in my imagination, I'm like, ooh, we have to make space for that, right? So yeah, I think we're trying to stay open in the process is really the best answer.
So I understand. I mean, I chair the board of the Arts Council, and so I've gotten a real education of, yes, I love art. I go to art stuff, but at the end of the day, it is still a business, and you know, it takes money to make museums go, gallery spaces go. It takes money to keep artists flush with their creativity. How do you all tackle that? Do you think about that? Is that You know, is that part of the decision-making process when you think about curating a show?
100%. I mean, I could speak to my piece of it, right? As someone who is benefiting from the advocacy of Eric and going out and getting this grant to make the entire thing possible, right? Like that doesn't happen without his advocacy. But you know, what the Building Fund is interested in and the work that we do is the professional development of artists. So we had a I guess we'll call it like an info session around the open call, which was artists that are thinking of applying, come with your questions, come with your concerns. And we wanted to make it clear that it's not just about exposure, right? It's not just like having your art on the wall for people to see. That's not the what we hope is like the outcome of the experience. We're also like we're building a relationship where if you're interested in working with us, you know, for us to help support the promotion of your work, the collecting of your work, connecting you with people that, you know, might want to put it in institutions, which is all part of the economy, you know, then let's talk about that too. And if you're not, if you're like, I just do this, you know, after my 9 to 5, then there's no pressure. You don't have to be thinking about the market. But because we're both invested in Black entrepreneurship and thinking about artists as entrepreneurs and supporting them and thinking about themselves as entrepreneurs, that's part of the responsibility, right? Which is not just throwing the stuff on the wall and being like, it's cute. It's like, what does it say about the world and how does what it says about the world, you know, accrue value? Like, what's the value of that? And so it's a really complicated question. But I'm so curious what Eric would say.
No, I think it's a really complex question, and the way I'll tackle it is the way I tackle everything, especially entrepreneurship, right? If Black people waited for startup capital, we would have never gotten anything done, right? And so whatever it is that you have, and whatever vision that you have and dreams that you have, you let those resources facilitate that dream. And so, as Nico said, like we're flying this plane as we're building it, as we're flying it, and we're laying the floor down as we walk. And if in fact we do what we say we're going to do, the resources will come. If we
Right.
don't do what we say we were going to do, then they will not. And thus far, Babs, on my end, I'm going to hold up my agreement, and Nico's in. She has more then held up her agreement. And so whatever resources I can muster to ensure that this continues, I will do that. But we have to do first what we said we're going to do. And I think connected to that is your prior question, but this is really important to me. There's been a huge learning for me watching Nico work, watching these artists do their thing and listening to them express themselves. Because as a novice in this, I thought art was, you come to my house, I got a whole bunch of art on the walls, right? I didn't, it wasn't planful, I wasn't trying to tell a story. I just like to walk in a room where there's color and Black folk on the wall, and so
Absolutely.
But that's the premise I come from. And so there's been huge learning. And because of that learning, I can connect that to resources. Like I can talk about the power of this work. I can talk about the impact that this has had on me and it will have on our community and continue to have on our community. I can talk about, I think, convincingly in a truthful way, of course. What Nico and what the Building Fund means to this community. And so those are like the stories that are being held that are now coming out as we're, and I connect that to fundraising and resource building.
I love it. So the gallery will have gallery hours so people can come through and see, because I've been over there, and I was there when they started installing, so that was very exciting. And I see you put some doors on that Joker, so you know. But so can people drop by? I mean, I imagine I could come over there, grab something to eat at Recess Cafe, then spend a little time in the gallery and just take in this artwork. I mean, what is the thinking around who sees this and when they see it?
I mean, so I think at least the way I understand it is it's open during business hours. So, whenever you might be able to find Eric there, you could also come in and see the art, right? But, I think the other piece to it is that because it's connected to Orchid Hall and there's, events that happen there throughout the month, and there's whoever's the folks that are coming to really activate that space through the culture of their organizations, all those people get to see it even more intimately, right? Because they're in and out of the space to get to what they're doing. And so I think we thought about that also as like a real kind of unique draw to this for the artists, which is, of course, it's valuable for your people to be able to stop in whenever it's open and see it. But it's also, how do you put your work in dialogue with people that you might not ever really run into in the real world, depending on where they work and what they do? So that feels important too, right? Which literally we were installing. There was like a red carpet down on the floor. There was a step and repeat. There's balloons, and I was like, "Ah, cool. Oh, that's not for us. Okay, well, we're gonna." But it's like that same night, someone was gonna come in there and take photos for whatever the event was that they were doing, and I think that felt good to the artist that it's a living space. I think with museums and galleries, you're so used to the main event being the opening, like everyone and their mom comes out for 2 hours to see the work in a crowded space where you can't even see the work. And then maybe they don't ever find their way back to actually live with the work. And so I think this is not that, right? This is the opposite. This is like, come all day, every day. Come sit in here and do your homework, like whatever it is. And so that to me feels like the quality when you talk about art and access, which is like, but how do I actually get to it? And then how do I keep getting to it? And I think that, Eric's vision for having it where it is, it just lends itself to that.
I love it. And so these eight artists are local, meaning New Haven or Connecticut or the Northeast. Who are they?
Yeah, well, so seven of the eight artists are Greater New Haven, so all the Havens. And then one are, right? I'm like, don't make me name them. Don't make me all the Havens. And then one artist is Bridgeport. But works in and around the area. And actually, two of them used to be neighbors in Bridgeport back in the day. So, it all the community comes when we were at install, people knew each other from these different moments in their past, which was really sweet. And you've known Leah since she was like a little girl, which I found out during install as well. So there is that kind of family feel to it. But yeah, no, I think, we'll see who the next round of artists is. I think from Eric and I's position, we really did want to serve hyper locally. And I think, at least for me, that is a thing that feels like it's missing in the contemporary art landscape in our city. When I think about all the big institutions that we have, everyone's looking nationally to bring talent here, right? And whether or not that talent is in dialogue with local artists is another question. But I think switching that, right? And really being like, no, our commitment and our focus is to our neighbors and the people that we can literally like reach out and touch and that we see in our lives. And like, how do we be a support system to that? And so that feels It shouldn't feel radical, but it feels radical to me in the contemporary art space. And because you've been to all the stuff I've done here, right? So this feels super important in that way specifically. So, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I think you raised some really great points that there's a lot of time and energy spent bringing art here as if it does not exist. Do you know what I mean? And I love, listen, I like that too. I think there's some value to that, right? Because folks are not
Of
going to
course.
go all over the world to see stuff. And it's nice to sort of see stuff come and you can go see it. But at the same time, it's wonderful to showcase local artists who are extraordinarily talented, right? And just need a real place like home to showcase and show off. And sounds like
That's
Orchid
right.
is just that kind of
Well,
space.
Because it's an ecosystem, right? So not everyone has to do the same thing. At least it shouldn't be that way, right? And so I think the fact that we're focusing on this hyperlocal thing feels needed and like what aligns with our values, and it allows for space for other folks to not do that, right? And that collectively as an ecosystem, you know, people can get art from the entire world and that we're part of the world.
Yeah. So the opening reception, opening April 18th, 6 o'clock.
That's it. See you there Thursday.
It's going to be a mob scene, I think. Mob scene in the sense that people are very excited and it's the talk of the town and people want to be in the space and they want to see that art. Now, will the artists be on hand? Like, we'll be able to talk to them or see them? What will happen in the space?
Yeah, I mean, it's a family affair. So the artists will be there. There's moments of brief remarks from me and Eric and the artists that want to say something, you know, to the folks in the room. But it's casual. It's really like, you know, I'll be there as the person I am connecting people to ideas, right? Which is like, that's the person who made it. Talk to them because you like the same thing, you know? So there'll be a bit of that, but it's informal. It really is just a celebration of these 8 artists. It's the inauguration of the space. We haven't done anything public yet. And so I'm just thinking of it as like a chance to, you know, toast everybody that's been a part of bringing it together.
Yeah. So Eric, talk to me about what does this mean to you? How does this make you feel to sort of pull this together and to be in a position to green light this at this level?
Thank you for asking that. It feels a little uncomfortable, quite frankly. And I'll be very honest, you know, to be able to be intentional about demonstrating the influence that your life has now garnered. But what I love is doing that for the sake of others, you know, and you know, I don't think Nico needs anything from me, right? But to be able to kind of plow snow for others, you know, it means the world to me. And to create places and spaces where the kindredness of us can come together versus the oppositional aspects of us coming together is what I think changes the world, quite frankly, that our kindred souls, those things that we connect to immediately because we renders ourselves vulnerable and courageous enough to do so. I think that's really, really powerful to me. And to the extent that I can facilitate spaces like that and create even more, just given how God has blessed me to do that in this moment in time, then that's what I'm going to do. And to do this with, as I said earlier, with people that I love and adore, it means everything to me, Babs. Like I live for the idea of creating and facilitating for the sake of and on behalf of others.
Me too.
I think that's what life should be about.
We're the same.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
We are
the same. I can't make a damn thing, but I love to be in the company of artists and just like let them do their thing and have a way that, you know, we have a responsibility to sort of foster that and help that. So,
yeah.
All right. So the world gets to see this April 18th, 6 o'clock at the lab at Concord. And, you sit right there at the edge of New Hallville, which is a wonderful space. And listen, Eric and Nico, you have done an amazing thing, you know, marrying Hamden and New Haven in a way that I don't think has ever been done, just by virtue of y'all being in that space, marrying, because it used to be a very divisive line there that's starting to erode.
Babs, that's what I mean by the kindredness of ourselves as versus what those things are oppositional in us, right? That we demonstrate the ways in which we can all come together. And there's nothing that I've ever done in life that is worth anything that I've done on my own. And so what I love is that fact that you just mentioned, that the lab in its place in the world right now has brought people together and has brought people to a place where you would just usually ride by. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. has become something. And you know, it's so interesting because Nico and I live around the corner from each other in Westville, but we come to right. this place, right? to do something, yeah. right? We leave Westville and come to the edge of Newhallville to do our work, right? And so I think that's incredible. It's incredible.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So before I let y'all go, because I know y'all got 50 million things to do because y'all busy people, any last remarks, Nico and Eric, about, you know, the state of art in New Haven, the state of art anywhere, the state of art with Black people, any one of that you have some parting remarks for?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just grateful to artists everywhere for their bravery and for the work that they make and for inspiring creativity in others. Like, I think I was saying this to someone the other day that, you know, I'm inspired. I started as an artist and then I got into supporting artists because I needed a check. but also because that work needed to be done by someone that understands what it means to be a Black artist, right? And so, yeah, 20 years later, right, after like a huge tour through museums and galleries and all that, I've been inspired to make work again. And that's partly being in conversation with folks like the artists that are in this show, but also just what New Haven is as a kind of creative ecosystem and the way that everything feels so close and connected, right? Like making art is not separate from viewing art here. And I love that. I think that that is, like, I would think of both of you as creatives, even though you said you don't know how to make a thing. I'm like Eric said, look at your porch, Babs. Like, you are a curator, okay? And the same thing with you, Eric. I mean, look at all the spaces that you've created, these planets and these, you know, ways of bringing people together, that form of gathering is art. And so I just feel privileged to be in a place where, you know, I know people like you and that you're my family and that we can all be inspired to kind of tear down the lines that will keep us apart, as Eric said.
You know, great question again. I believe, and I've always believed, and I will continue to believe, that children and artists will save the world. I truly believe that. I think children will save the world because of their innocence. And artists will save the world because they have this unique ability to interpret the suffering, the struggle, and the beauty of life in a way that conveys courage and the idea of pressing on because of the stories that are held within them and that they put on canvas or in film or whatever it may be. And their stories are enduring. They are more enduring than a speech. And so I believe, you know, that the world will go by the way the artists go. Yeah. And the fact that we are lifting up artists to be seen and heard, it just means the world to me. And the fact that I'm doing this with my dear friend Nico and her husband Malik and young Nile, it's incredible.
I see him.
Isn't he so well behaved today?
Oh my God.
Thank you. It's an honor to do it with you too, Eric.
Yeah, it's awesome. And to do this with you, Babs.
I feel very much a part of it. I don't care what y'all say. I'm in this.
You are.
I'm asserting myself right in this narrative. Yes, I am. I appreciate this. I love y'all. This has been amazing. I cannot wait to be in the space to bear witness to what you all have brought forth to this community and to this city. And I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great turnout. People are going to be talking about this, and it'll get some good coverage. So thank y'all for your time this morning. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate you too. Love you. Right. Thank you.
Love you. Love you. Hi, Nile. Yeah. I'll tell TT Margo. You say good morning.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all have a really good rest of your week. And I will see y'all on the 18th at the Lab at Concord.
All right. Y'all be powerful today.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nico. Thank you, Eric. Okay, this is great. What a wonderful way to start my morning. Ooh.
love.